From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo. Rebels who had been occupying the eastern part of the city withdrew following a month-long Syrian army offensive. The announcement came hours after the last convoy of residents was reported leaving the city, the end of a week-long evacuation effort. Video purportedly showing two captured Turkish soldiers being burned to death was released by the Islamic State group in Syria on Thursday. The site intelligence group, which monitors militant groups online, said the Aleppo province of the Islamic State in Syria released a video showing two Turkish army soldiers being taken from a cage, bound in chains, and burned alive. Police in Australia say several people allegedly planning a series of bomb attacks in Melbourne on Christmas Day have been arrested. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton said the five suspects were self-radicalized and inspired by the Islamic State propaganda. Egypt has asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. The UN Security Council had scheduled a meeting Thursday to vote on the resolution, which would also declare that existing settlements have no legal validity and are a violation of international law. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby would not say where his government stands on the resolution.
Obviously, I'm not going to preview, nor would we preview our views or our votes in advance of Security Council resolutions being voted on.
There were reports Thursday that the U.S. had been planning to abstain in the vote. This is VOA News. The United States has won a major trade dispute with Indonesia, scoring a victory for American farmers and ranchers. The World Trade Organization found Thursday that Indonesian trade restrictions break WTO rules. The Obama administration brought 18 separate claims to the disputes panel and won all of them. President-elect Donald Trump has chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Donald Trump's staff moved Thursday to clarify a statement made by the president-elect about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. Trump tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump's transition spokesman, Jason Miller, says Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, members of the Presidential Alliance and the country's main opposition coalition met again Thursday under the mediation of the Roman Catholic Church to try to hammer out an agreement on elections. William Close reports.
The Archbishop of Kisangani, Monsignor Marcel Utembi, took a firm line as he reopened the talks in Kinshasa. Utembi said that the church mediators are not inclined to look favorably on further undue postponements and delaying tactics. He expressed the church's firm wish that a compromise be found before Christmas. Utembi is the president of SENCO, the organization that represents the Congolese Catholic Church, which is mediating the dispute over delayed elections. William Clowes, Kinshasa.
The United Nations Security Council is expected to vote Friday on whether to impose an arms embargo on South Sudan. But diplomats say the U.S.-led measure is expected to fail, despite warnings that the new country is on the verge of possible genocide. The United States, backed by Britain and France, had argued that cutting off the arms flow is urgently needed to prevent atrocities in the country. Russia, China, Japan, Malaysia, Venezuela, and more importantly, the three African Council members, Angola, Egypt, and Senegal, have all expressed reservations. Mexican authorities say they have not yet identified 10 of the 33 people who were killed by explosions at a fireworks market near Mexico City. As of late Wednesday, the government listed more than 40 people still in the hospital from Tuesday's blast. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.